This is the Cascade Hiker Podcast. Find us over at CascadeHikerPodcast.com.
I'm a country boy with a soft side. My heart wanders up north to the hillside. And I've never met anyone quite as beautiful as you.
I'm your host, Rudy Getzik. I'm here to inspire you to get out on the trail. You putting in 2 mile hikes, 5 mile hikes? Are you still on the couch? Come on, let's go on a backpacking trip. I'm going to introduce you to some folks that have done that and a whole lot more. All right, next on the Cascade Hiker Podcast, what's your name and where are you from?
My name's Serena Dufault, and I'm from Tucson, Arizona.
All right. Well, hey, I was searching the internet. I'm always kind of looking for some cool stuff coming up, and I noticed that you're going to be up in my neck of the woods at REI giving a talk. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're talking about and, you know, what days and when that's happening?
Absolutely. First of all, thanks for having me on the podcast. I really appreciate it. Great to be able to reach people in that neck of the woods since I'm down in Tucson. The is at REI, the flagship store, and it's hiking the Arizona National Scenic Trail. There's two talks, and it's in conjunction with the Arizona Office of Tourism. We're coming to your town, and the first talk is from 1 o'clock to 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, February 10th, and the second talk is from 2 o'clock to 3:30 p.m. on Sunday, February 11th, and that's at the flagship store at 222 Yale.
Right on. Well, just kind of a brief description without getting – this is just a little bonus show here, so we don't want to get too involved, but why would you be the person to give this talk?
Well, I'm pretty sure I've spent more time on the Arizona Trail than just about anybody. For the past 10 years, I've either been hiking or building or maintaining or promoting it.
Well, that's a good good answer there. And something that that I was kind of reading about, did you, on your social media, did you have to purchase some shoes to come up to Washington?
I did. I live in Tucson, so I'm a total desert rat. And I went to Denver this week for Outdoor Retailer, and I had this talk coming up in Seattle. And before I did, I realized I had no actual closed-toed shoes besides my hiking shoes. So I had to go buy some.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Seattle in February. Oh, man.
Probably not sandal weather.
Right, right. So kind of give like a, you know, obviously you're not going to give your full talk here on the podcast today, but why should folks come check you out? What are you going to be kind of going over? What are you going to be answering questions? Is there a slideshow? What do you got planned?
Absolutely. So I think that there's a lot of misconceptions about Arizona, and that, you know, when people think of Arizona, they think, oh, it's just hot and it's got a bunch of cactus and thorny things. And one of the things that I love to do is to show people how incredibly diverse Arizona is. For example, so that the format of the talk is a tour of the trail. I have tons of photos from my 10 years of being on the trail. And so I'll take you on a tour with photos from Mexico to Utah. The trail's 800 miles. And for an example, you don't see a saguaro cactus until you're almost 100 miles into the trail. The very first thing that you do, you hike up to 9,000 feet in what's called the Sky Island Mountain Ranges, your very first day from the Mexican border. And you're up in aspen and snow, and it's very different than most people. People who haven't done the research are usually pretty surprised that first day.
Yeah.
And then I'll take you up to, go through Sky Island Mountain Ranges in the southern part of the state, then through the Sonoran Desert in the middle of the state, so more classic Arizona. And I'll be pointing out some of the gems along the way, because some people won't do the entire trail. And I think that's, that there's a bunch of different ways to enjoy it. And so I'll be pointing out some of the best pieces for people if they wanted to pick and choose some of, like I said, the gems of the trail. And then, it goes into a very mountainous portion in the center of the state near Phoenix. Then you get on the Mogollon Rim, which is the edge of the Colorado Plateau, and everything completely changes. You're in the largest ponderosa pine forest in the entire world.
Oh, wow.
Now, if you ask people one question about, you know, just give you a fact about Arizona, I'm pretty sure none of them would tell you that one.
Yeah.
You know, off the top of their head. People always, like I said, they think of Arizona as, you know, cactus, but you hike for miles and miles and miles through ponderosa pines until you get to the Grand Canyon, which to me, you could do a whole podcast on me talking about the Grand Canyon. I just can't get enough. It's my absolute favorite place. There's a reason it's a wonder of the world. Have you been?
No.
Oh, it's amazing. And I always tell people it's an absolute must-do. There's nothing like it in the whole world. And so it goes rim to rim in the Grand Canyon. That's part of the Arizona Trail. So when you talk about people, you know, you hear a lot that, oh, I'm going to go do rim to rim in the canyon. And there's actually going to be another talk on that. And you can check the REI class schedule for that. There's going to be a talk on hiking rim to rim in the Grand Canyon. But whenever you talk about that, it's the Arizona Trail. So you take the Arizona Trail rim to rim through the Grand Canyon, and then you're up on the Kaibab Plateau, which is 9,000 feet. And a lot of times, if you're through hiking in the spring, it's still covered in snow. I've gotten snowed on June 4th on the Kaibab Plateau in Arizona. And then, so I'll take you all the way to Utah, from Mexico to Utah, and then I'll be talking about some logistics or planning your own hike, and then some desert hiking tips, because I know that if I was to come out by you, which I've done once before, I went to Olympic National Park for a hike, you know, what kind of gear and what kind of water is very, very important, what kind of things surrounding water and gear and logistics and planning are important for you to plan your own adventure on the Arizona Trail.
Oh, that sounds great. And then, and so you have all kinds of photos too, I assume?
Photos and stories aplenty.
Yeah, I bet you do. So now, did I read that you had hiked the trail twice?
Yeah, so I hiked it the first time in 2008, 2009, and that was a very different hike than my second one. The first hike, I had only been on two backpacking trips before, and I did it in sections, and I did almost the entire thing solo, and I was coming out of being, I have what's called fibromyalgia. It's a chronic pain condition that I got when I was, in 1997, I was walking across the street, and I was hit by a truck, and I developed this chronic pain condition that got me, that left me very sick for years and years, and the way that I got my life back was through hiking. And so the first hike I did is an awareness walk for fibromyalgia to, number one, raise awareness about the condition, but also to give people something, a bright spot to look at, rather than another story of, you know, pain and discomfort and sadness. So I did the hike 2008-2009. I completed it on Fibromyalgia Awareness Day, which is May 12th in 2009. And then after that, I loved it so much. It was such an amazing experience. It totally changed my life because I went from this person who had been sick to having done something I never could have imagined. And so it really empowered me to take on other adventures. And I loved the trail so much that I started promoting it on my own, doing talks and, you know, just it's a new trail. It's only completed in 2011. So when I did it the first time, it wasn't even complete. So I did such a good job of talking about the trail that I eventually got hired by the Arizona Trail Association to promote the trail. And my second hike was actually a hike to promote the trail itself. In 2014, I got them to let me hike the trail, through hike the trail for work. We had just come out with a guidebook that I helped write, and we were trying to figure out a way to promote it. And I had had this idea since I was planning my first hike that somebody should do a hike of the Arizona Trail to promote the trail itself. And so I hiked it the second time. It was very different. Like I said, I invited people to come with me on 5 different backpacking trips and 7 different day hikes. And then I held 12 fundraisers in the Gateway community, the little trail towns that are on the trail. And, you know, I posted about it. I did interviews. I took almost 100 people on the trail with me. And I did it as a fundraiser for the Arizona Trail Association and raised almost $18,000.
Oh, cool.
So that was a very different experience because I was alone about half the time. But then I was getting to, you know, it was amazing because I finally got to thru-hike the trail in one go, which was, a wonderful experience. But then I also got to take all these people along with me, both literally on the trail and virtually through social media.
Oh, that's great. Well, hey.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, and we're going to wrap this up. I know you got to get going, and hopefully maybe you can come back on some other time. We can chat about all your hiking history and future and everything.
I would love to do that, and, then I can talk more about the Grand Canyon.
That's right. Yeah, I want to hear all about that. I hope you have a safe trip up here to Seattle. I'm not going to be able to make the event myself, but I really encourage people to go check it out. Man, to hear somebody like yourself talk about it is just going to be a really special thing for those people.
I'm really looking forward to bringing it to a completely different market.
Right on. Well, thanks again for coming on the Cascade Hiker Podcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, that was awesome. Go over to her website at trailsinspire.com. Trailsinspire.com. Also, I'm really excited to announce my new sponsor on the show, Waymark Gear Company. That's right, heavy-duty ultralight backpacks. This is not something you're going to find at REI. They got 3 different ways of checking out their packs and ordering them. All the different little spots on the pack, you can have them custom-made to different colors, that kind of thing. And pockets, you can have no pockets. You can have pockets. You can have hip belt. You can have no hip belt. There's in each little thing can have its own color. It's a really cool company. Like I say, they're just by themselves, kind of not going into these big stores, and that's the companies I like. It feels a little bit more like home, You get these small little garage type companies. I don't know if he's working out of a garage, but anyway, we're excited to get our packs. We just ordered some, and they decided they wanted to be a sponsor of the show. So go to waymarkgearco.com and check out those packs. All right, that's the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Don't forget to join the Patreon page. Find me at patreon.com/cascadehikerpodcast. Also, hit me up with an email, rudy@cascadehikerpodcast.com. Find me on Facebook. My Facebook page is Cascade Hiker Podcast. Twitter, find me at @in_cascadehiking. And I'm Cascade Hiker Podcast on Instagram. Thanks, Whiskey Fever, for letting me use this track here, Tall Grass, off their album Gonna Wake Up This Whole Town. Go find them at ReverbNation.com/Whiskey Fever. Hey, see you next week.
You were sweet like honey on a heartbeat. You were fine like wine in the sunshine. I could feel you coming on strong. Could never be wrong, could never be wrong. See her laying down in the tall grass, playing mandolin in a white dress. I come running when I hear that song. It could never be wrong, it could never be wrong. Where you wanna run, baby, I'll run too. I would leave this world for a beautiful girl if I could just find you.